This is the Jimbo Haddon Show at 1-866-50-JIMBO. We're talking with David Morey, who is vice chair of the Core Strategy Group, a man with considerable foreign policy background. Briefly, the two wars, Iraq and Afghanistan, your take on where we are.
Well, as I said in the original part of the opening hour, it is amazing we are spending the most in those two countries post-Cold War. Those are the two countries we're investing the most, Iraq and Afghanistan. We are winding down in Iraq. It's going better than we thought in terms of that drawdown. I'm optimistic that we'll get down to that 50,000 troop level soon. Afghanistan is a much more complicated animal. Vice President Biden's trip over there is encouraging, but I think, you know, this has been a major shakeup with Petraeus taking hold. And there, as you know, Jim, there are big divisions within this administration in terms of how we go at this war and what the ultimate objective is. And there's a lot of people that want to get those troops drawn down dramatically by next July.
Now
we've got big challenges.
Yeah, to the topic of magic, and for those who are getting segue whiplash, there is a tie-in in that our guest also indulges in that. In fact, full disclosure here, David Morey will be performing in Washington D.C. in the very near future, and I have been prevailed upon to be the MC for him. What exactly is this all about?
Well, Jim, we're very honored that you're going to be MCing. This is a big deal. Look, it's a hobby going way out of control. I did it as a kid. And we all have an inner child in us, and began studying with the top magicians in the world about 8 years ago. And this is my one-man play that comes in and tells that story at the Fringe Festival in Washington. It's MoreyMagic.com is the website. You can get tickets there. And July 20th is your big night. You're emceeing. I mean, that's going to be the magic. 6:30 at the Point Theater. As part of the Capital Fringe Festival. And look, what we're talking about today, and your show does such a great service to the listeners, the world needs a little more magic now.
Well, it does that. It really does. Have you ever, as a magician, revealed how you do a trick, or is that sort of like against the rules of the club?
We take an oath not to do it. Can you believe that? I'm serious.
You really do?
We really do. And the second you explain, we're in different places. I was going to read your mind for the viewers. You know, the second you explain how you do something, you really diminish the effect of it. So we've got 5 shows coming up at this Fringe Festival. It's going to be very exciting for sure.
I can tell you that I have stood in front of a magician. Actually, he came right over to our table. This was in Chicago in a hotel bar, and he was going from table to table, and he operated under my nose, I mean like 5 inches from my eyeballs, and did things with a coin that I cannot explain. I know that he really was not possessed by the devil, but it would be very hard to offer a rational explanation for what he was doing.
There's
it
no
was
doubt
impressive.
About it.
It was very impressive.
There's no doubt about it. Listen, I'm doing a new book called Think Like a Magician, which follows my first book, and it's borrowing the strategies of the great magicians for leaders, and business leaders particularly. Not to fool people, but, you know, great magic is about really getting a hold of your dreams. It really allows people to transcend and move to another place. That's what the show's about. That's what good magic does.
MoreyMagic.com, the website. David Morey, our guest. I'm Jimbo Haddon with more to come here at Westwood One.